Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's the strawberry alarm clock, it's there from the 4. Good morning.
Here it is.
Here it is. So, look, we've all reached peak Harry, haven't we?
Well.
It's a good campaign because he's adding stuff constantly, isn't he? The way they're dropping it.
They tease you.
So it's coming out on Tuesday. The big interviews are on Sunday. But overnight they've dropped loads of bits.
Okay, so I'm going to get some high tea baroque music.
I can't even say half of this stuff to you. Why you would put this in to your book? Like, if you were writing a book about you, I would, you know, and you gave me a copy to read, I'd say, leave the bit out where you don't look come across very well.
Yeah, but you don't want to be dull either. He wants people to sell. He wants people to buy it.
He's not dull. All right, I don't think the brothers are going to be getting on after this. He says that William's hair loss is alarming. And he doesn't look like his mother anymore.
Should we've all thought that. He just needs to sort of shave
it. But he's like, why would you talk about your brother's hair loss?
Because it's funny. Because it's funny.
He said when he went to William and Kate's wedding, he was the best man.
He was.
He was frostbite.
Why?
He had frostbite.
Oh, he literally had frostbite?
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you where.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't tell
was
you where.
Was he skinny dipping?
Maybe that would explain it. Maybe.
I don't know. He was frostbitten.
He said his first romantic dalliance with a woman was in a field. She was much older than him.
Good man, Harry.
And I can't really tell you much more about that. But
what?
I can't. It's very early in the morning.
Where was the field?
I don't know. But she was.
Was it out the back of the Pit Queen's Gaff? Like?
Well, they know a lot of horsey people. So probably something to do with horses.
Giddy up.
The punch up, he said the brother kind of pushed him and broke his necklace, right? There's a guy who served.
Oh, yeah, but he had those
two terms.
He liked to wear those brown bead things.
I know, but he's a former soldier. You don't hear soldiers talking about their necklace being broken.
That's true, yeah. Was he really a soldier, though?
Yes, he
was. They kept him safe, no?
Because here's the thing.
What?
He has revealed in the book, which is, this is the one of the weirdest, that he killed 25 Taliban fighters.
Okay.
Now, most guys, when they come back from duty, don't talk about that kind of thing. They don't say that.
Well, most of them don't write books either.
Well, they do write books, but they don't talk about how many kills they had.
Yeah.
Because now his security team has been taken off him, right? The Royal. So I saw a lot of people saying he's just put a security team at major risk now because they'll be playing. He's a massive target after saying that. Like, you know, you don't talk about. Everyone knows he was there, but nobody knows.
I suppose.
Why would you do that? And it just goes on and on. There's just so much stuff.
And he's also alleged to have said things about substances that he would have taken.
Yeah. Why would you talk about that?
That's there as well.
Charles told Diana his work was done after Spare Harry was born.
Harry.
Yeah.
Spare.
Prince Harry William urged Charles not to marry Camilla because they didn't want a wicked stepmother.
Who said that? William did.
It's all in the book.
Harry or William? William said that.
According to Harry, they both said it. They both pleaded with him. Now they're only little fellas, and they didn't want him to marry somebody else. Just, you know, that would happen. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
romped in a field and puffed a huge bag of weed is one of the headlines.
So there's a clip. We have a clip, actually.
What's he admitting to here?
This is from Good Morning America. This is from Michaela Strahan, who has read the book and Michael Strachan.
I was like, what? She's a wildlife presenter. What's she doing here?
That's Mr. Michaela Strachan. This is Michael Strachan.
Okay. I don't know how staying silent is ever going to make things better.
Wouldn't your brother say to you, Harry, how could you do this to me?
We've two Harrys. That's the Tom Bradby one. That's this Sunday at 8 o'clock on ITV and all the channels.
This book is a lot more about just his relationship with his brother. He covers so much. He talked about deep grief, the death of his mother, how he dealt with that, his time in the military. And the most important role, which you can tell for him right now, is being a husband and being a father. And he also talks about his grievances with the press, which is one of the reasons that, you know, he's been so vocal about that. But it's also a story and a conversation with him about healing. Because when you read the book, you realize it's been one heck of a life. And to see him where he is right now, it just shows how much he's really had to work to find himself.
It seems like part of his healing process is not holding anything back.
So that's next week. He's chatting to them. He's chatting to everyone.
The security on this book is massively tight. You can't get a copy of it. Somebody in The Guardian got a copy of it. That's the only person. I think they got a few chapters, which is convenient. But you can't get a copy of this anywhere. And they're releasing it on Tuesday. So there's no, you know, the amount of people who've actually read it is very, very small now.
It describes how he genuinely thought a slur against a race was an innocent word. He's allegedly jealous of William throughout the book. There's reasons why.
He said that William and Kate were religious fans of Suits, the TV show with Meghan in it, before they met her. And he was worried that when he started dating her, that they would ask her for an autograph.
Oh.
It's just like,
oh dear. Is he greater than the ball thing though? Like, just sort it out. Will you just shave that little tuft at the top? Please, William.
I don't get it. Of all the things to talk about, why would you talk about the rate of your brother's baldness? The rate is alarming.
It's alarming. In fairness, he's not exactly got a jungle himself.
Well, anyway, it goes on and on. He says he'd love to reconcile with the brother. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's a bit too much out there, right? Meanwhile, the other fella's saying nothing. So The Apprentice was back last night. Are we allowed to give spoilers?
Well, I didn't see it, but it's been spoiled for me. Well, I don't know. So people who are up this early may have recorded it.
Okay.
So I saw the first few minutes of it, because I like to see who's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any favourites straight away?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
So there's two Irish people in it. I can't even say any more than that then.
No, that's not. Well, I don't know. What do you think, everyone? Did you record it and want to watch it later, like I wanted to? But I now know who was booted out first. There's 18 contestants this year, 9 girls, 9 boys.
Oh, that's good. That's good that it's gender balanced. Yeah. Well done, Lord Sugar. Do better. Well done.
There's always a fella with glasses and a yellow tie. Have you noticed that?
A yellow tie.
There's always a fella with glasses and a yellow tie. Yeah, kind of eccentric. There's always one of the guys is a kind of a slightly posh, eccentric, looks like an antiques dealer type guy.
Oh, you know what you mean, yeah.
There was one of them last night. Yep.
Okay.
There was a guy who said he was the James Bond of selling, because he's so good looking.
Oh, there's always someone who says that.
He is a good looking fella, but like, people who say they're good looking, like the girls groaned when they hear that.
It's nearly as bad as I'm the best salesperson in Europe.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that so much, because they all come across really arrogant at the beginning, and then...
Oh, yeah. Well, all I say is, Ireland is a small place, and if you're a contestant on The Apprentice, and you've ever put something up on social media, then, these things can come to haunt you.
Oh, really?
That's all I'll say. So,
we won't reveal who's gone just yet.
Not just yet.
Maybe later.
Did you record it? Let us know on 087-679-7104. Or can we full steam ahead? Back to Harry for a second. So Crossy's a bit of inside information on this. It's on sale in some Spanish bookstores. His book went on sale by mistake.
Oh, I love when that happens. I've been looking forward to albums sometimes, and I ring a place and they don't realise they're not supposed to sell it. I get it on a Friday.
Have you tricked them into that? Like?
No, I go, do you have that album? Yeah, we're not supposed to sell it till Monday, but we'll sell it to you if you want.
So either some crafty journalists in Spain did it, or some crafty journalists were in Spain from Britain and they realised and they got access to it.
Oh yeah, everybody wants to get a copy of this.
That seems to be a bit of a trail. So do you want it? Like, do you want to know?
I am. I'm getting. I'm kind of glued to all these stories because I'm wondering why he's saying half the stuff, and I'm also sick of it already.
What is the officially? So from watching The Crown, these newspapers will be sitting on King Charles's breakfast table this morning.
Oh, everything will.
What's he blithering on about now?
Yeah.
I can be, you know, it's only...
Apparently Charles stood in between the two of them at the... was it the funeral of the Queen? And he said, please, lads, boys, don't make my final few years a nightmare.
Oh. How'd you find that out?
I think Harry said it in his book. Because Harry...
What's that up to date, is it?
Yeah.
Don't make my final few years a nightmare.
Yeah.
Sure, he could live to 100 the way those lads go.
He could, but, you know... He was pleading with them then, like, you know, get along. Don't write a tell-all book.
Grant,
it's not really how the royals roll.
But it's not
in
the role.
He's not a rolling royal anymore.
Could they do? I know they're finishing the Crown. Could they not put this season in where he does this? This would be like,
oh, they'd have to have a bonus disc.
Yeah, sensational. Sensational outcome. The other story that's everywhere this morning it was first photographed on New Year's Eve. What's her name? Una Healy.
Yep.
One of her friends and her boyfriend, who just happens to be a very famous...
Boxer. Retired boxer, isn't he?
Now, there's a photograph of them on holiday still, and I think... So he has his arm around Una Healy, and he has his arm around his girlfriend.
That's what you do when you get in a picture with two girls.
But he's not holding Una Healy the same way as he is his girlfriend. And for that reason, I think...
What are people...
People are suggesting. Maybe they're on holidays, but they're...
2 + 2 and coming up with 4.
They're playing a bit more than beach ball.
No.
So I just think by the grip he has on Una compared to Sian...
It's the other picture that where they're sitting at a table where he's holding hands with the two girls.
Yes. Yes.
And, like, but the people, you know, it's New Year's Eve. You've had a fizzy drink. I would hold me Mrs.'s friend's hands if I'd had a fizzy drink. For a picture, I would.
They spend time together in London at Christmas before a New Year getaway to Marrakech. Nothing good ever happens in Marrakech.
Wow, in terms of a sweeping statement.
No, in terms of if an Irish person goes there, there's always controversy.
Right.
He's not holding Una the same way.
So people are... What are people suggesting?
People are suggesting that they're... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a fancy way to say it. Sure, she's needed back to do the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, no.
She has to go back to Ballymount.
No, they said, look, why don't we all hold hands on Instagram and it'll make people talk about us.
They need her back to interview some chef at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, who has a book out.
What are you doing for Veganuary?
Yeah, she can't be hanging around beaches.
She was on her holidays. She went on her holidays with her friend and her friend's fella.
I know, yeah, but...
Yeah. End of story.
Okay. We'll watch that one as well then. End of story. It is 7:23. I thought of a great qualifying question on Instagram while I was asleep last night. And it's going to be posted as today's qualifying question.
It came to him in a dream, everyone.
Yes, really weird. Sometimes I have to look at something twice and go, what? Is that, what's the defence here? So there's a court case, a driver. He didn't do this.
Okay.
He almost knocked down 3 friends outside a pub. He's avoided jail. After a solicitor said in court
that
he has 2 bum holes.
What?
And I'm still trying to figure out what part's this got to do with the defence.
Sorry, wait, back up the truck now. You're laughing so much.
So
this guy nearly knocked down his 3 friends outside
not,
the pub.
Not his 3 friends, 3 friends.
Okay, 3 friends. So he nearly knocked down these 3 people outside a pub.
Carpet.
And when he went to court, his defence said he'd what?
Two bums.
And wait a second, how does that affect your driving?
I don't know, this is the thing. Carpet fitter Christopher Henderson Gray was accused of speeding aggressively in his van and mounting a curb. His lawyer, Michael Kelleher, said his client was in the area for work, got lost and suffered a lapse of concentration after glancing at his sat-nav. I'm still trying to figure out where...
What's that got to do with...
I know. In a plea for sympathy, he added, this is a hard-working man, albeit with a very awkward physical problem. He has 2 holes for his anus instead of 1. But then it doesn't go into details.
It's okay, right, that's one thing. But how does that affect his driving?
He admitted driving without due care and attention, having looked at the sat-nav.
But looking at sat-nav has nothing to do with his his physical.
He got 3 penalty points and was a fine of €358.
Why would you bring it up?
I don't know.
It's nothing to do with this.
Why would you tell your solicitor?
Just to look for sympathy. But that's like saying he has a tennis elbow or something. It's nothing to do with it.
I didn't even know that was possible, though.
No, he didn't know it was possible either. God bless him.
I feel like if I've been threatened before, I'll rip you a new one.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. Well, look, I'm sure it's quite common. People don't talk about it.
I don't know if it is that common, Jim, but I don't know. But
well, anyway, look.
I just don't get why.
If it affected his driving that day.
Yeah.
If he had physical pain or something, and he was holding himself in a funny way or something.
Something wrong with your legs, and you might say, I couldn't get to the brake pedal in time or whatever.
Why did they bring it up?
I don't know.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And his solicitor didn't know. He would have had to be told.
The two things don't tie together. It's mad.
It is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. 3 penalty points.
Time to dish.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So there's a new TV show. It's coming to MTV at the end of this month. It's going to be kind of like The Real Housewives, but it'll be about the gay community in Hollywood. Celebrity hosts, celebrity stylists, performers, social media influencers, anybody who's kind of anybody in the gay community in Hollywood.
So we'd have heard of some of these people.
You'll heard a lot of them, and if you haven't, it'll just be one of those sort of watches where it's like, oh, look at the cars, look at the gaffes, look at everything. Here's what it's going to sound like.
West Hollywood is the epicenter of the gay world.
MTV is taking you into the real lives.
You ready?
Of 6 fierce West Hollywood friends.
She has lived, let me tell you.
It's hard being a public person and be a good example.
I think the word you're looking for is scandals.
Yeah, I've been involved in a few of those.
I'm just gonna let people know my truth.
A lot of y'all probably know my husband. He pushes me to be more creative, more adventurous.
If you like the wives, don't miss these new house guys.
The gays just do it better.
We know.
The Real Friends of WeHo. New series premieres Friday, January 20th at 9 on MTV.
That's going to be a monster.
Big show.
Yeah.
So Wednesday Addams, there was rumours overnight that it was going to go to Prime.
No, that was overnight. Those rumours were bubbling around last week. But overnight, there was kind of an answer from Netflix, because Wednesday, they thought it was going to be moving to Prime, that Prime were going to snatch it from them.
They just put up a clip of Wednesday typing at a typewriter. There's no audio with it. But they wouldn't put that up if it wasn't.
It sounds like it's a bit of... They're keeping her.
She's not going anywhere.
Sam Thompson and India Pollock will be hosting a new Love Island podcast when the show is back on our screens on Monday week.
It's going to be called... podcast you didn't know you needed in your life, isn't it?
Well, yeah. The Morning After it's going to be called. And Maya Jama will join them on After Sun every week as well.
Oh, well, that's different then. I'm back in again.
Hello, I'm Sam.
And I'm India.
And we're your new Morning After podcast hosts.
And we'll be joining Maya on After Sun every week.
But first, we need to test our knowledge to check we're up for the challenge.
Love Island Superfan Quiz, let's go.
Finish the line. You are a liar.
Beep!
Oh, no, what?
Beep! Actress got a f*** out.
Ah.
Which couple won Love Island in 2018?
Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Danny Dyer and Jack Fincham. I've been watching for a while. Initiation complete. I guess you can say we're now part of the Love Island family.
Well, I always was.
You'd want to be hardcore to really want to listen to that.
You'd want to, and not to be too mean, but podcast, you should probably have a half decent voice, and I don't think I could listen to his.
It's a bit echoey too, but we're professionals.
We're nitpicking, are we? We're nitpicking, but
look, if you're into Love Island, that'll be right up your street.
It will, of course. But it's one of those shows you got to watch live. So
you'll be listening to it now. It was on in the background.
I'll see how Maya.
It was on in the background. I happened to listen to it by mistake.
I'll see how Maya does, because we've been a fan since day one, since before McDonald's even knew who she was.
Coming up on the documentary channel tonight, the story of speed bumps.
The bigger the speed bump, the bigger the scanger. Do you ever drive down a road and think the speed bumps were huge? Yeah, well, that's because you got an infestation of boy racers. We can help you with that.
Rodney Ridey has been the CEO of the speed bump company since 1982. On Wednesday night, we take a look at behind the scenes of the speed bump.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
World.
Yeah, I've got every kind of speed bump. Big speed bumps, pointy speed bumps, speed humps. I've got everything that I can slow down any scanger's gallop, you know what I mean?
The story of speed bumps.
Another thing about speed bumps that you probably don't know is if you're driving along and the speed bump is actually very smooth and you just glide over it, that means a politician lives on that road.
The story of speed bumps, coming this Wednesday night to the Documentary Channel.
Oh, Jesus, that was a big one. You feel that, did you? That's a bone rattler.
New to Netflix. She was an American insta-hon who flew to Europe to follow her dreams.
Hi guys, I'm going to Paris to work for a major marketing firm and hopefully make them out of my dreams.
But when her plane was forced to make an emergency landing...
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we have to land in Dublin. Dublin is as far as we can go.
Emily took matters into her own hands.
Jumped up like a lion, tangles in my hair.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Huh?
Je m'appelle Emily. Say hi to my insta-fans.
Hello everyone, my name's Gay.
Emily in Thingless.
So, Gay, that's such an exotic name. Where are you taking me out tonight?
I have a gift.
Somewhere really romantic and French where you can sweep me off my feet.
Well, you can bring it to the shilling. You'll probably end up in your ear there, Artie.
Critics are calling Emily in Thingless the modern-day Sex and the City, if it was shot in the Dublin 11 area.
Oh no, sketch Emily, there's me missus.
Yeah, what are you doing with him? He's my fellas. I stopped ahead of you hanging around to this tramp. I didn't know you were taking Get, and this chipper is so not the Michelin star restaurant I expected to be eating in. Taxi, take me back to the airport immediately.
Emily in Thingless. On Netflix. Living my best
life. Fed up with drivers like these?
The government are a disgrace.
You can see the size of that pothole, did you?
I first met my wife in 1996.
Well, now you can turn all that chatter into cash. No Gab Cabs.
No Gab Cabs.
We'll refund you the money for your fare if the driver even says hello. No conversation, no chat, no waffle, no yakety yakety yakety, no problem. No Gab Cabs! No questions about where you've been that night, or comparing it to stuff he did 10 years ago, the last time he was allowed out for a night out. No Gab Cabs! Can they not even say thanks? No! Can they not even ask them where they're going? No!
10
questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Keane's been healthy this weekend.
I'm trying my best.
But when you say healthy now, have you slipped off at all?
No, well, not for last week. Not exactly an achievement yet.
So what are you doing to stay healthy now this weekend? What does healthy mean to you?
Oh, well, staying off the drink.
Right.
And I might go for an hour run or something if I'm feeling motivated.
Ooh, I'd say tonight now, but 7 o'clock for everybody. That's the real test.
You can ring me back and I'm trying to...
About 5 to 7, not just you, everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Although some people have only had a 2-day week this week, so, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, they can't complain.
So you get 7s and 8s, Cian?
What's that?
You get 7s and 8s?
Yeah, usually now, yeah.
What about 10s? Ever get 10s?
I probably told myself I got a few 10s, all right, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how you do when you're on with us live.
Here we go, Cian, good luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What was the name of the band that Una Healy was in?
The Saturday.
Which Irish comedian has a current tour called Tom Foolery?
Tommy Tiernan.
What county is Carrickfergus in?
Offaly.
Which one of the Beckham children does cookery videos on social media?
Brooklyn.
True or false? There are parts of Africa in all four hemispheres.
True.
The food chain Zambrero is famous for what type of cuisine?
Spanish.
What is the name of the island in the TV show Father Ted?
Craggy Island.
On a computer keyboard, what symbol is on the shift key?
An arrow.
What Premier League team beat Chelsea last night?
Man City.
Just about. And what type of vehicle is a rally chopper?
A bike.
It is a bike.
It is a bike, classic.
Does it not bring that back now and have a retro chopper? Does that catch on, I wonder?
I had two choppers.
I went down a rabbit hole last night. It was an electric scooter.
Do you go down rabbit holes every day?
An electric scooter that looked like the bike from Batman from The Dark Knight, but it's electric. It only did 35 kilometres, so I was like, nah, you're grand. Have the big fat wheels, though.
Loved those bikes. Right, so here we go. The Saturdays was correct. Tom Foolery is Tommy Tiernan. He's added more dates.
Cara Zavine is in Kerry. Yeah.
Brooklyn does
Daniel O'Connell
make...
from there, was he?
Which?
Daniel O'Connell.
I think so, yeah. Now that you say it.
Yeah, so why is he on O'Connell Street then?
Because of what he did for the country.
He's Brooklyn. He's a Kerry man, though.
True or false, there are parts of Africa in all four hemispheres.
That's an interesting fact now.
That is an interesting fact.
Zambrero are famous for Mexican food. They do burritos and all that kind of... Starving now, Jim. Nice one.
Yeah. Craggy Island. The arrow pointing upwards is on the shift key. Well done. Man City are chasing your Arsenal, aren't they?
They're trying their best. Yeah.
Getting closer.
Chelsea have spent $300 million so far this season on players. $300
million. That's mad, isn't it?
And even Jack Grealish can put it up to them. And he's thick, like.
He's a good footballer, though. And... A rally chopper is, of course, a bike. You got 8 today, Cian. The usual standard.
The usual standard, yeah. Average.
I know. Nothing average about you, Cian. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Cheers, man.
Thanks for having a go. Good luck tonight about 7 o'clock. Well, I'll be thinking of you.
Stay strong, Cian. Stay strong.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5.
epmooney.ie. The day that's in it, let's do some Owen Wilson wows.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 That's my favourite.
Drew Barrymore and Kate Hudson reminisced about dating Luke and Owen Wilson. Kate was a guest on with Drew's American talk show.
And I don't think I have either of their phone numbers anymore.
I definitely don't have their numbers.
Because I was like,
I might have Luke's.
I might have Owen's if he hasn't changed his cell phone number. How do we have the other ones?
You got to have them on the show at some point.
You know what?
It'll
Luke
be a...
was supposed to come on, and then I think because of, like, something, like a film, he had to be thwarted. Yeah,
typical Wilson.
I know. I was like, is it really, or did you just get elusive, Luke?
He needs to cut the you. Elusive Wilsons.
The elusive.
I bet he's terrified.
He probably thinks, like...
Because you would just be so
open. Yeah, and he's not. So, like, yes.
Who do you think is the older Wilson, Jim? Luke or Owen?
Luke.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's actually Owen. He's 3 years older.
Is he older?
Yeah, I think he's better looking, though.
Laura Dern has said that Taylor Swift asked her to be in the video for Antihero.
Oh, what'd you say?
She said she was guesting on Jimmy Kimmel's show and told Jimmy about getting spotted on holidays in Hawaii, but not for the legendary dinosaur movie.
By good fortune was in Hawaii. I love it there so much. And friends have an organic farm on Oahu where we did film some of the original Jurassic Park.
Oh.
And I was coming out of their farm and there's a guided tour of the sites of Jurassic Park with like a little sign saying, welcome to Jurassic Park. And as I was like, you know, post beach and seeing our friends were getting in the car and I'm standing right in front of the sign and here comes a group of people and this girl comes running up to me and says, oh my God, oh my God. I was just like, this is just... I just want to be with my family. Let's not do a whole Jurassic Park. She goes, aren't you the girl in the Taylor Swift video?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry to break the news to everyone. Jurassic Park is 30 years old this year.
It's me.
She was 25 in the film. So interesting that you have the story this morning, Jim, because I've been reading about a university called La Sapienza in Rome, where you can go and do a course on etiquette at dinners and lunches. And it says you'll feel at home at Buckingham Palace or at a normal lunch with Italy's president if you do this course. You'll know how to put your fork on the left and the right.
All all that, yeah.
And then I also read that...
I'd be terrible at that. I wouldn't know me etiquette.
Left and right. Kourtney Kardashian is a massive fan of Kerrygold butter. She first encountered it in 2015. She hasn't looked back since.
Everybody is. It seems like all the health gurus and everything say that because it's grass-fed...
It is the best butter.
It's better for you.
There are some smaller companies that make lovely Irish butter too.
Yeah, of course.
But it's the third most imported butter in America, Kerrygold.
Yeah,
in the world.
Because it's grass fed. A lot of people say that it's actually very good for you.
It's the real deal.
Apparently, small amounts of butter are very good for you as long as you don't overheat it.
No.
So now we're getting all hungry because you're already. I don't even know if I want to do this because I know you're hungry already today. I've had me granola. But you haven't had anything.
I had granola at 6.
Oh, did you? Okay,
a big pizza pie.
So everybody likes to make their own pizzas at home, right? So whether you like to get frozen ones or whatever, or did you ever get the pizza bases and do that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there's a new one out. There's an Italian one. Comes in a 2-pack, and all the writing on the front of it's Italian. They're very good pizza bases.
How do you know what topping it is? Just the pictures?
No, it's just the bases.
Oh.
You get the bases. I make my own sauce. Yeah.
Buongiorno.
And then I make my own toppings. We have a bit of a laugh. You know
make your own toppings, like you grow mushrooms.
I make my own sauce.
Mushrooms, I know.
I don't grow mushrooms, no.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't put mushrooms on the pizza. I'm not a mushroom
guy. By the way, pizza, frozen pizza updates, you know, I like to recommend cheap pizzas. The XXL ones in Lidl were one of my favourites. You'd probably buy 20 of them for the price of these ones. But over the festivities, I enjoyed Chicago Town frozen. They're about £6 now.
Are they very big?
They're very big.
They have the sides are stuffed, is it?
If you want. You don't have to get them. Oh, it's just a bit of a tomato sauce. Yeah. Eh?
No, the Chicago Town. It's a bit of sauce. Eh?
Hey.
Yeah, there wouldn't be anything to do with Italians.
As a few times in Chicago. Anyway, tell us about pizza, will you?
So I'm telling you, right? So people get their own, and there's a pizza expert. If you love restaurant quality pizza, but aren't able to make it, maybe you're, stalling it this month. You know, things are tighter after the festivities.
Well, then don't order it. Like, make it yourself.
But you make it yourself. So Nicola Jackson Jones. What a great name.
That's a good name.
Hi, my name is Nicola Jackson Jones.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Jones. She's the owner of 2 Cents Pizza, and she's an expert. And she shared her expert advice on how to make... Say you want to make a pizza for a loved one and go a bit fancy and impress them. She says there's a few little things you need to get. Now, these are ingredients that wouldn't everybody be thrown onto pizza, but she says do this to impress people.
You're like a calzone, eh?
So She said she's nothing against buying pre-made ones from the supermarket, but instead has shared a way to hack them. So you get a pre-made one, and she adds the following items to her pre-made ones and makes them look like fancy restaurant ones. She gets a little bit of rocket. I like a bit of a peppery rocket, yeah. A little bit of Parmesan. And a bit of balsamic glaze, if you don't mind.
A glaze? Very fancy. It then, it?
No, it comes in a bottle called balsamic glaze. It's real thick.
Okay.
You give that a little whoop, whoop. And it looks like a proper fancy pants down the restaurant pizza.
The rocket goes a bit dry, though, in the oven.
I would put the rocket on at the end.
Very end.
When it's still hot. And the Parmesan, too. And the balsamic glaze. And all. Put it on at the end. Finish it with that.
I pretty much eat anything that comes on top of pizza. Like a few years ago, I tried tuna. I was like, this is lovely.
Do you know what's good? Yeah, crab.
Oh, very posh.
Do you know what's good? Sweet corn. Sweet corn and tuna. Man, it's a classic combination.
Of course it is. With a cheese. It's like tuna melt on a pizza.
Oh, man, this is, yeah.
Look, January's a long month, so if we're off everything, we should be at least allowed on a Friday a little bit of Italy, and just don't go mad on the cheese.
Exactly. Well, if you're making your own ones at home, I can't recommend highly enough those bases you can get. They're Italian ones. I don't know the name of them, but they're big red writing on it.
But making your own is good crack as well, though. Bit of double zero flour, a bit of yeast. You couldn't get in the shops a few years ago, but now it's all back.
It's good fun.
You'd be grand. You'd be grand. Well, enjoy tonight, and you will save a fortune. It'll save you, if you're spending two for 30 quid, you'll see how cheap it is if you make it at home yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And how much profit.
I think a pizza, because I know somebody who worked in a professional pizza place, and they said that a full pizza would cost the company about 20 cents to make. Not including the ovens now, which would be much more expensive now.
Oh, obviously, yeah. That's an investment there.
20 cents for the ingredients, and like, whatever, 12 quid to the customer.
Not including the tip. So if you've completed all the apps, or not even completed, but you know, you're kind of done with them, there's the new one. They're always trying to reinvent different ways for dating apps to have another lease of life. There's a new one now and people aren't sure about it. Basically, it bans ghosting. So before you can go back onto this app and start swiping again, you have to explain to the person that you've been chatting to why you don't want to chat anymore.
But everyone's just going to start lying, because if you just don't fancy them, you're just going to say, oh, look, you know, I have an uncle with that name.
Or that's a good response, actually.
You've got your nose is too small. Or I don't know. You're not going to tell the real reason.
It's called Tame. And basically, it wants to promote healthy human connection and safe use and return to conscientious dating. You can only match with one person at a time as well.
They've really sold it, haven't they?
Yeah. Tame.
Do you want to do some conscientious dating? Oh, that sounds like fun.
It also hides profiles that have been inactive for a week. There's a gender balance ratio too, which might mean that you've got to go on a waiting list if there's too many. I'd imagine there's more men on dating apps than women. So you've got to wait until the gender balance has been equaled. So you might have to take a week off. That's kind of mad.
There's so many other dating apps that are so famous. What's their unique selling point there? It doesn't sound like a good dating app, does it?
Not really. And I suppose
if you say, like, you can't just disappear and not tell that girl why you don't want to date her. You have to tell her why. Like, why would you want to hurt someone's feelings? Just let it all be over and move on.
Doesn't it also change the idea that a simple no is just fair?
Yeah. Do you want to dance with me? No. Well, you can't dance with anybody else
until
you tell
explain.
Me why. Yeah, because of your head.
It's a bit awkward, like.
It's because you're too tall. You're too small. I don't like people with black hair. I don't like people with those shoes. You know?
Yeah.
You don't really need to hear why not.
I think it's difficult enough these days without kind of further complicated. So I'm not sure will Tame be still around this time next year, but it's a new
one. Even the name Tame, it doesn't sound exciting, does it? Like, hey, let's go on Tame and do some conscientious date. Ugh.
Tame rhymes with lame. Taylor Swift's cat is worth an incredible amount of money. Cat's called Olivia.
Oh.
And it's one of the world's richest cats.
It's me. Meow.
Meow.
I'm the problem. It's meow.
She names her cat after some of her favourite TV shows. She's got a cat called Meredith Grey after Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
And she's got another cat called Olivia Benson, who was named after the character Mariska from Law and Order.
Okay.
SVU. So they've worked out her cat has 4.4 million Instagram followers.
What?
Olivia, not Meredith. I don't know if Meredith is on the gram.
Okay, right.
So the companies that use or link you up with social media influencers to do sponsored posts have worked it out that because of the amount of followers she has, her cat online is worth $100 million.
Well, if I had three cats, right, and they were named after some of my favourite shows, I'd have Scarlet White, I'd have Polly Walnuts, and I'd have...
Hey, Polly.
I'd have Father Dougal McGuire. That'd be my three cats.
And the richest, in case you're wondering, the richest pet in the world is a German shepherd called Gunther the Sixth. He is worth...
Dogs don't get enough numbers.
He is worth $500 million. He's owned by an Italian media production company called Gunther Corporation. And I don't know what he posts about.
Is he a TV star? Like?
Well, he's an Instagram star anyway. I don't know if he posts about dog food.
And he's
or
the
what.
Sixth.
Gunther the Sixth.
He comes from a long line of Gunthers.
He certainly does.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.